Amen. That was tremendous. Amen. Oh. It's great to see young people serving the Lord. And what a great tribute to their mom. And again, to all the moms here. Again, happy Mother's Day. It is a very, very special day. And that we get to honor our moms and showcase them and put the spotlight on them. Actually, moms deserve really more than one day a year, wouldn't you say? I mean, moms are pretty incredible. I don't think that we can even come close to estimating how valuable a mom is. And someone once said, the future destiny of a child is the work of a mother. How blessed it is to have a good mom. I'm grateful for the mom that I had. I mentioned just a little bit ago, my sister here, Lori, and I, and my brother Joe and my sister Cynthia, we had a wonderful mom, and she passed away 2.5 years ago, the last day of 2017. She was 90, almost another month, she'd have been 91, and we were very, very blessed. She came to know the Lord many years ago, and she's in heaven today, so I'm excited. One day I'll see my mom again. I'll see my dad again as well. My mom and my dad as well, they did a wonderful job of raising us, and almost without any fanfare. I mean, if I could go back as a kid, I would have just stopped running around so much, because I was a kid that just was, just totally active, kind of like Wyatt back there, huh? Wyatt can go and go, and I think I can relate to that. I just had energy that just wouldn't stop. But I wish if I could go back again, maybe just to stop more often and just say, Mom, I love you, thank you. You do so much. So often, all of that just goes, without notice, especially when you're just a real little kid, but a lot of it without any recognition. I saw a Mother's Day card with a confused-looking 3 or 4-year-old on it with the caption, "You mean to tell me your real name isn't Mom? You're just plain old Mom, aren't you? Things that you put up with." I like this little comeback from a mom to her older daughter. The daughter asked, "Mom, what's it like to have the greatest daughter in the world?" "I'm not sure, sweetie. You'll have to ask Grandma that." Moms, you are unsung heroes. And we don't say it enough. I know I didn't say it enough. We could say it 5 times a day, and it wouldn't be enough of how great you are and how much we appreciate you. And again, may I say to you this morning, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for the sacrifices that you make on a regular basis. They just go so many times unnoticed. This morning, I want us to take a look where we had our scripture reading in Proverbs 31. If you'll take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs 31, I want us to take a look at a special mom in God's Word. So we're going to take a look at what made her a great mom and a great wife and a great woman. This is that passage that we always look at as the virtuous woman, but she was certainly a virtuous mom here as we look at this passage. So let me say that this virtuous woman or mom is someone that has an incredible amount of love. And that's what moms are. Again, when I think of my mom, I think of the fact that we were well-loved, and she had a lot of love that went around. In verses 10 and 11 and 12, let me read those verses and then we'll have a word of prayer and we'll get into this passage. "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." With that, let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning and we're grateful. Thank you for the opportunity to gather together again. And Lord, we are grateful. We're grateful for the opportunity to see one another face to face. Lord, in light of what's gone on and while what continues to go on, we didn't have that luxury. We didn't have that privilege of being able to see each other face to face. And now we're just reminded what a blessing it is. And may we always be grateful for some things that sometimes go unnoticed. When it comes to mom, unfortunately, many things go unnoticed. Moms are unsung heroes. We thank you that you created moms. What a wonderful thing that you've given to us. Lord, we thank you for the love that they've shown us. For those of us whose moms are already passed on, I'm grateful that my mom knew you as her Savior. I thank you that she's in heaven with you. I thank you for, again, all those years, Lord, of just having a good mom and her love for her kids and her love for my dad. I know she wasn't perfect, but she was right up there, Lord. I thank you for that. Thank you for the moms here today. Thank you for the differences that they make in their families' lives. Thank you for their children. Thank you for the opportunities that you give to them. Lord, thank you for those that are soon to be moms or down the road they'll be moms. We pray, Lord, that you'd bless them and Lord, that you'll just prepare them for that wonderful time in their life. So we thank you today. We thank you that we can gather together and have fellowship. And we thank you that we can praise you in song. We thank you that we can hear the beautiful specials that we've heard. And Lord, we thank you that we can open up your word. So I pray that you'd help me. Help me as I speak. I don't want to get in your way. I pray that you'd speak through me. Put me out of the way, and I pray that we can certainly honor our moms, but even above that, that we would honor the Lord Jesus Christ. So we praise and thank you. We pray for somebody that may be here today that doesn't know you as their Savior, that you'd work in their hearts, show them that they need the Lord Jesus Christ. So we praise and thank you. We ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. So we just read in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price, for her price is far above rubies. Listen, they're just not an abundant supply of special moms that we read about here. They're as hard to find, folks, as a can of Lysol spray, all right? They're just not on every corner. She's of great value. Like a good hand sanitizer, right? I had to get all my coronavirus little quips out there. But also, as we read in verses 11 and 12, she brings just great trust to her household. She is rock steady. Those verses say again, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good all, or and not evil, all the days of her life. That is her intent, is just to be a blessing. And she'll do her husband good. And with that, she'll do her children good as well. So now let me bring out a few wonderful qualities of a virtuous mom. I'll call her a mom here in this passage because it's Mother's Day. And the first thing, and actually there's two things here in this first point, is that she is industrious and selfless. She's industrious and selfless. You talk about a hard worker. We take a look here at verses 13 through 17, and this is descriptive of what we have here. No doubt. It says here in verse 13 through 17, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Listen, I know that this world has a lot of loser moms in it. And that's a shame. We hear of news reports of things like that that happen, that that moms do things that moms shouldn't do, and that's a tragedy, and that's a shame. But I really believe that what we have here, and I'm not just saying that because it sounds like the thing to say, but I mean it from my heart. I think what we have here is the cream of the crop. And praise the Lord for that, that we have ladies that are just dedicated, and they're dedicated to the Lord, and they're dedicated to their children and to their husbands. I think of my wife, and when I think of my mom as well, I see two qualities that just jump out, and they are always on call. You ever had a job when you were on call? Yeah, that means you could get that call at any time, right? And you had to be ready for it. I've had some jobs like that, and I had to be ready for the phone call. And I think about my wife and my mom, and I think about the fact that they were, well, my wife still is, and my mom's up in heaven, but hard workers. Hard workers. Verse 27 says, "She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness." Doesn't just sit around doing nothing. I think about this coronavirus, and one of the things that we figured out over a short bit of time is I don't want to go to a place and order food and then drive all the way home and eat it cold. I like my food that, you know, more than that. You're probably looking at me going, yes, I can see that. Don't amen that. But, you know, so we figured out, okay, trying to eat on your lap, in your truck or your car, doesn't always work out really well, right? So we got these trays. We bought these trays, and they're great. We just sit with these trays, and we just have them out. People come to the car to get our order, and they're looking at us, well, you guys are like professional. So we've just been enjoying those, and I told her just the other day, I said, man, when this is all over, we still got to do this once in a while. Just go out onto the driveway, sit in our truck with the trays, because we've had some special times with it. And so when we're done, you know, I'm a guy, you know. All of the crumbs, I just throw them out the window, and then I want to just put it back in the back seat. My wife's like, honey, please, you know. And I've got little hand sanitizers in my truck. Oh, yeah, that's why my truck's locked. So in case any of you are like, hey, I've been looking for those. Hey, hon, they disappeared. I shouldn't have said something about it in church. Those little Clorox wipes. And she'll just take mine, and she'll wipe it clean. And I'm like, you know, I'm a guy, all right? Guys don't do that. But she is, that's good. I mean, you know, I'd end up with all kinds of viruses if it probably wasn't for my wife. But, you know, she likes to keep things clean, and she's, you know, she's meticulous that way. And I think it's good. I think of those flu bug seasons that would always come around, and they always continue to come around. Of course, you know, we just had this one. But, I mean, I think of in particular the stomach variety, right? That's already drumming up some bad images, isn't it? Yeah, that's just not a good one. Some of those middle of the night episodes, you know what I'm talking about? It's just not good. You don't want to go there. It's not one of those episodes that you want to show on Facebook, okay? Not even. But you know, I think about the kids, and you could just hear it from your bedroom, and they're, oh man. And I would just sometimes get up and go, and I'd come to the door. I just couldn't go in. It was like an impenetrable force. I want to help you kids, but I just can't. I can't. But mom just comes right in. That's a mom, all right? She just gets right and puts her nose right in all of that stuff and cleans it all up and takes care of those kids. What would we do without moms? Our kids would never make it to adulthood. My wife would just go in there with a can of Lysol in her hand, and she would just take care of those issues. I think of what's been stated and said, this little poem, man may work from sun to sun, but woman's work is never done. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, in the middle of the night, my wife, she'd hear the cries of the baby. We got a couple little babies here, and I'm not trying to say Brian's not like this, or Brother Chris. They probably are. They're a whole lot better than I am. But I just don't wake up to the sounds of a crying child. I don't know what happened. But my wife, she's always on alert, and she knows when the babies are crying, and she's there. And does things in the middle of the night with those children I'm not even aware of, you know, till maybe, you know, days later or maybe the next day. But folks, they're always thinking ahead, too. They're just very, very, you know, I don't want to say business-like, that seems like a cold word, but I mean, they're just thinking ahead. They're always looking for ways of taking care of their family. That's what we see here with this virtuous woman or virtuous mom, is she was taking care of her family. She seeketh wool and flax to make linen, and she's always thinking about how to clothe them. And you know, my wife is, I mean, we'll barely hit February, and she's already thinking about Christmas gifts for, you know, and not for this next year, but like 3 years ahead. She's always forward thinking. She's thinking, I'm forward thinking too, but it's usually like forward thinking to the next meal. Like I said, when we just finished lunch, I'll look at her and say, so what are we going to have for dinner? It's terrible, folks, but it's just something about a mom, amen? And moms are that way. They're always thinking about, you know, how to better their family, how to take care of them, what can they do for them, you know? And, you know, moms like to go in stores, you know, not lately, I mean, but when life is normal, and my wife will want to go to a, you know, maybe not as much, maybe as some, but she'll want to check out and go, you know, to a number of places and find the best price. I'll just go in and it's right there. Let's just buy it. But it's like $100 more than, doesn't matter. It's right there. Let's just save time. Okay? How many guys are like me that way? Okay? Thank you. Thank you. And we are not changing, right? That's what makes us guys. And so, I think about the fact that they're just so industrious and selfless. They're never thinking about themselves, and I'm grateful that I had a mom that way. My mom was that way in so many ways. I think about whenever we'd come back, like we'd all grown up and had our families, and we'd come together for Thanksgiving, and she did this when we were younger too. But I mean, I really noticed it as I got older that Mom would serve us, and she'd make all, practically everything, and then she would serve us, and then my mom would rarely sit down. My mom would stand over by the doorway so often, or, you know, over where the, you know, anything that was still warming or whatever, and my mom was just always ready to serve. That was my mom's heart. And so, so selfless, and always thinking about taking care of somebody else's need. And praise the Lord. If you have a mom like that, that's a good mom. And then we see that a virtuous mom, well, she's generous. She's generous. You take a look at verse 20. We'll just take a look at that verse. It says, she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hands to the needy. You know, she not only works like crazy to take care of the needs of her children and her husband, but she's also wanting to take care of the needs of others as well. There's a verse, and I know it's in Proverbs, I didn't write down. It says that there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that tendeth, oh, what is it? There is that, what's the other part of that? There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And then the other part is the contrary part, which is not coming to my mind. But that's where my mom, that's where my wife is at. Just, you know, thinking about others. And thinking about being generous and putting somebody else first. That's what you see here with this virtuous mom, and that's what I believe we have here to a great degree of moms, that you're putting others first. What a blessing it is to have had a mom like that, or to still have a mom that is always putting somebody first. How blessed to have moms and wives that, again, not only look to our needs, but they also look beyond and they see somebody else that is hurting. So often my wife has come up with individuals who could use some help, and I wasn't even thinking about it. Oh, what about this person? Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about them. What a blessing that she's been to me, to be a help to somebody who's in need. You know, that's what you see when you have a virtuous mom, when you have a virtuous wife, is she's looking out for somebody else to be a blessing to. And then we see that a virtuous mom wraps all of these wonderful qualities with the tongue of kindness. In verse 26, it says this, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." In her tongue is the law of kindness. And be kind one to another, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Something about a virtuous mom and that kindness that she shows. I'm grateful again for a wife and a mom who likes to take care of me. I don't expect her to wait on me, but she likes to do it. I've heard of some wives that when their husbands ask them to do something, they've responded with, "What, are your legs broken? Glad I don't have a wife like that. I'm glad I have a wife that enjoys taking care of her husband." And folks, what a blessing it is to have a mom that wants to take care of us, that wants to take care of our needs. Today we have an opportunity to acknowledge our moms, to be able to give them honor, to be able to say thank you for everything that you do. I'm not even aware probably to the half of what you do, but I'm grateful for the fact that you love me and you've taken care of me. And you know, when our parents get older, we have an opportunity to take care of them. Amen? And many of you have done that. I know my sister and my older sister, as we were up here in Idaho, my mom was dealing with dementia. And, you know, my mom was so independent into her early 80s, but then she just started to have her struggles. And I'm just so grateful. You know, my older sister, she took on probably the lion's share, but my sister here, Lori, was a big part of that as well. And they took care of mom. And I would be able to call and talk to mom. And even when my mom was dealing with this dementia, she could always make me laugh. We had great conversations. She never forgot who she was talking to. And so it's kind of difficult maybe when you're dealing with a mom or a dad that has Alzheimer's and they no longer recognize you. I praise the Lord that my mom could recognize me over the phone for all those years. And I'm just grateful for... again, those who could take care of mom. That was one of the struggles I had being here is, man, I wish I could be there to help out. I wish I could be there to do a little bit more. But I just want to say thank you to my sister here and my older sister for being such a blessing to my mom. Let me just say this. While you have an opportunity, thank your mom. Young people, sometimes moms and dads can get unpopular with you because maybe they don't let you do things you feel like, I wish I could do that. Maybe they know best. Maybe they know why you shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. But let me just say this, while you're young, be grateful for your parents. Be grateful for your mom. Tell her often how much you love her. Write her some notes. Don't just wait till Mother's Day to give her a card. But make some little cards for her throughout the year and tell her how much you love her. And then you see the response when you have a mom like this. We read some of these verses in verse 27. It says, "She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness." And then it says this in verse 28 through 30. "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." You know, I had a number of opportunities to talk with mom and dad on the phone when we were up in Idaho. We moved it to Idaho in 1990, so it's been 30 years now. And a lot of the communications were over the phone. And I just remember the times that I got to talk to my dad. He's been He passed away 22 years ago, but I always just enjoyed telling my dad over the phone how much I appreciated him, how much I appreciated the things he showed me and taught me as a little kid, and how much I loved him. I knew it meant a lot to Dad to just be able to tell him those things, some of the things that I wish I could have told him when I was younger. Like I said earlier, when I was just running around too much and really wasn't thinking about that like I should have. But I think about my mom, and I know certainly through the years I thanked her, but again, I wish I could have thanked her more. I know over those phone calls, I just delighted in them. I miss them to this day, just hearing my mom's voice, talking to her. Again, like I said, she could just make me laugh. She's just incredible. But I love just telling her, Mom, you're just a great mom. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for working so hard. My mom would work a lot of jobs, sometimes more than one at one time, take care of her kids. And my dad was a hard worker too, certainly. They took care of us. But what I'm saying is, moms, you're special. You're special to us. And God created something special when he made moms. So you have an opportunity today. Thank your mom. Tell her how much you love her. Yeah, she may not be perfect. There's no perfect people out there. And we all fall short in some way or other. And you know, you might not get all the check boxes checked off for what this virtuous mom and woman had going for her. But praise God for what your mom did bring to the table, huh? And make sure to thank her. I'm so glad my mom's in heaven. She trusted Christ. I can't remember what year it was, many years ago. I'm glad she got saved, and I'm looking forward to hugging my mom one day. Maybe you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. Let me just say this to you. Whether you're a mom or a dad or a young person, the greatest thing in this life is to be saved, is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Jesus died for you on a cross, and he was buried and rose again. He lived a sinless life. He's God, God the Son, and he loves you. He even loves you greater than any mom could love a child. That's almost hard to say, but it is true. He loved us so much, he died for us. And if you're here today without Christ, he wants you to be saved. We're not here to try to pressure you, but we do urge you, we persuade you that if you've not trusted Christ as your Savior, we encourage you to trust Christ today. Invite him into your heart. Admit to him that you're a sinner that needs forgiveness. And that's why he died on a cross. He was buried and rose again, and he's alive right now, the right hand of the Father, and he wants to come into your life and save you. So if you're lost, I hope that you'll trust Jesus Christ today. What a great day it is to just come and celebrate moms. Amen? Thank you, moms, once again. Let's go ahead. We'll go to the Lord in prayer with that.